Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
You're listening to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, and this is our 40 Days of Hope through the Word of God devotional. Pastors Mark and Neil here with you. Neil's going to get us started with our passage for today.
Psalm 116, we're looking at verses 5 and 6. Psalm 116 is a psalm of deliverance from death, praising the Lord. Could have been written by King Hezekiah or David, similar language to that. Thanksgiving points to the fact that the Lord is with us and speaks a lot about, in these two verses, of God's character, what He does for us. I'm reading from the NIV 1984 version. Again, Psalm 116, verse 5 and 6. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the simple-hearted. When I was in great need, He saved me. I think this verse is easily defined as who God is. It says three things there in verse 5. He's gracious. He shows that love and that mercy for us. He is righteous. It means He's holy in all that He does. And then it says there in verse 5, He's full of compassion. You can see this throughout the entire psalm here and all that the Lord does and gives us reason to praise Him. But that complete compassion of the Lord just shows who He is, and not just that, but verse 6 describes what He ends up doing with that compassion. It says He protects the simple hearted, those who are meek. You might think of a simple heart as someone with maybe not great understanding. You think of a child or a young person who is simple in their heart, but that's what the Lord tells us to have, that childlike faith. And you can think about how we need that in our own day and age today, and how we look to Him in our great need for that salvation, for that deliverance. Mark, can you speak to that a little bit about our need today and what your thoughts are on these two verses?
Yeah, I really like this psalm a lot for the reasons you mentioned. And, you know, what comes to my mind is that how hard do we try in our society to put on a strong attitude and to put on this image of the self as independent, as self-reliant, not needing anything from anyone. And I find comfort in these verses because the Lord preserves the simple, like you mentioned. And what's interesting too about Psalm 116 is the context is really about death. Verse 3 talks about death. The end of the psalm, verse 15, says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints." It doesn't get any lower than that. It doesn't get any more simple about our weakness than the reality of death. And the comfort of these verses, the hope here, is that the Lord lifts up the people who are in the depths, who are low, who are in humble circumstances. And that is absolutely true for the day-to-day things, but also for the bigger things like death, and what comfort we can have as believers in that reality.
Let's pray. Oh, Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we look to You for protection in this life. We look to You for salvation and deliverance in every hour of need. Help us to be simple in our heart, in our faith, to understand Your protection, not just from death here on this earth, but from eternal death, because it's from Your gracious love and mercy and compassion on us that You've given us a Savior from sin and from eternal death in our Lord Jesus Christ. Comfort us in this compassionate love that You showed to us again today, and help us to rejoice in Your grace and forgiveness and deliverance from every evil in our day-to-day lives. Be with us, Lord Jesus. In Your saving name we pray. Amen.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.